T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Aaron Katursky is joining us live this morning from New York City, where Collins will be sentenced. Aaron, you've been following this all along, the indictment, the guilty plea. Today, the sentencing, there'll be a lot of national interest in this, won't there?
Oh, I think so. I mean, not least of which because Congressman Collins was the first to endorse President Trump and in his election bid in 2016. But also, I think because of the very nature of what prosecutors hinted at, Susan, in their sentencing memo, is that a sitting congressman like Chris Collins held what the prosecutors called the most prestigious job, or one of the most prestigious jobs in the United States, and should have a responsibility to uphold the very laws that congressmen are responsible for writing. And in that way, they found his crime particularly insidious because he flouted that responsibility. And even though he ended up accepting a guilty plea and copped to it and is, as the defense said, coming to sentencing penitent and remorseful, prosecutors didn't seem to buy it. They said that for too long, Collins denied what he did, lied about it, And so they're asking for nearly 5 years in prison.
Aside from those denials, anytime you've seen him in the courtroom, outside of the courtroom, he's pretty much remained tight-lipped, extremely quiet, Collins has.
He has, and that's been notable and probably a good play when it comes to decorum, and because I think not only prosecutors but judges tend to notice how defendants behave and whether they truly understand the nature of what they're charged with. I mean, this is no joke. And I think his initial denials were striking, and now we know they ring entirely hollow because he turned out that he actually did plead guilty, and it wasn't politically motivated, that it actually was a real bit of insider trading that he's now accepted. And so he'll try his best through a number of letters that were submitted to the court. I was struck by the volume of letters that were put on the public docket, some from including the former Speaker of the House, John Boehner, attesting to his character. And the judge yesterday asked prosecutors to further outline some of their some of the charges and how they calculated different things. So maybe there is a little bit of room for something less than what prosecutors are asking for.
All right, we will be following it. Aaron, thanks so much. Aaron Katursky in New York City. Again, we will be in the courtroom this afternoon when Collins is sentenced.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.